Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush endorsed Texas Senator Ted Cruz today, more indication of growing establishment opposition to frontrunner Donald Trump. And responding to that opposition, Trump has issued a warning. Here's what he said on CNN last week about what he thinks might happen if the GOP ends up with a brokered convention in an attempt to deny Trump the nomination.
I think you'd have riots. I'm representing a tremendous many millions of people. If you disenfranchise those people, I think bad things would happen. I really do. I believe that. I wouldn't lead it, but I think bad things would happen.
Well, riots at a political convention. For many, that phrase brings back powerful memories. 1968, the Democratic Convention in Chicago, where Chicago police clashed with anti-Vietnam War protesters in a full-scale riot that watched across the country on national television. Hubert Humphrey won the Democratic nomination that year, but he was Lyndon Johnson's vice president, and protesters believed he'd do nothing to change the course of the Vietnam War. Humphrey lost the general election to Richard Nixon. So what does someone who was there in 68 think about the possibility of chaos at a 2016 nominating convention? Tom Hayden was one of the leaders of the 68 Chicago protests, and he's now director of the Peace and Justice Resource Center. So, Tom, first, let me ask you, are we even right to have images of 1968 conjured up in our minds when thinking about what Trump said about what could happen this year?
Yeah, that's how our brains are wired. There's nothing more we can do about it but think clearly. And remember, it's also connected to Kent State and the shooting of 14 people, killing of four, and Jackson State 2 weeks later, so six dead. So there's echoes of a lot. Yes, there are legitimate comparisons for sure.
There are. Okay, so take us back then to your experience of the 68 Democratic Convention. I mean, of course, as we mentioned in the introduction, the nation watched it unfold because a lot of it was on television. But what happened to you? What did you experience there?
I wouldn't emphasize the personal. I was beaten up a couple of times and arrested and indicted for two counts of breaking the law to incitement, and went through a trial that lasted several years before we were all acquitted. What happened specifically that's similar here is that the evidence is that the Nixon crowd and the FBI in particular planned a kind of incitement because they, first of all, took away all permits for anything. There was supposed to be a concert. The Eugene McCarthy supporters were supposed to have a rally. The Yippies were supposed to have a cultural festival. The anti-war protesters, like myself, were trying to have a large demonstration outside the convention. It would have been peaceful except for the suspension of all permits, including not letting young people sleep in the parks in their own sleeping bags, which guaranteed craziness in the streets because the police would come with tear gas and daily dozers, which are these jeeps with the concertina wire attached to the front, and they would come rolling through the parks, shooting off pepper spray and driving people, gagging into first aid centers and into the streets where, in anger, they just adopted the tactics of escaping the police and running down all alleys and, if necessary, confronting the police and being arrested. There were 600 people arrested. There were 63 reporters beaten up. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that of the arrestees, all of them were from Chicago. They were homegrown. They were not outside agitators.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, obviously many people, you included, were there protesting the Vietnam War. And I was looking at a quotation from Rennie Davis, who was project director of the National Mobilization Committee to End the War in Vietnam. And he said that many of our people have already gone beyond the traditional electoral processes to achieve change. We think that the energies released are creating a new constituency for America. And many people are coming to Chicago with a new sense of urgency and a new approach. But of course, part of the problem was that they didn't think that that new approach was being reflected in the convention process, right? I mean, there was a lot of frustration with feeling that the party bosses were going to choose their nominee no matter what.
That's very true. It was a rigged system, as Bernie Sanders would say today. But the reform of the party led to equal representation of women and open primaries, presidential primaries. All of those things were a Democratic opening, but they didn't come in time. I think the law and order was that was the refrain, because this was a year, remember, which really rattled people in their bones, including me. The murder of Robert Kennedy,
right.
The murder of Martin Luther King. Murder most foul was what we expected. I think that's what Rennie was portraying, and he didn't articulate what he meant. I don't think we meant a new party. I think we meant a new social force, but it did channel into a reform of the Democratic Party anyway.
Mm-hmm. As you rightly point out, 1968 was a year virtually unlike any other in American history. But you also mentioned that there were a lot of changes, a lot of reforms that followed what happened in the 68 Democratic Convention, reforms to the nominating process, which essentially have, you know, created in part the system that we have now. I mean, are you happy with the current process?
No, but it's far better than having a bunch of guys with cigars and cognac deciding behind the door of a hotel room who should be president of the United States. We have to make these distinctions quite clear to this generation. Today there's real problems. I think the party needs a renovation. Bernie forces and Hillary forces need to be reconciled. There has to be a united front. That will require a lot of delicate conflict resolution. But we need a united ticket and a united platform, and there are obstacles, but not as many as would have been in the past. No way.
Tom, I'm curious. Part of me just feels like, how far have we come from 1968 if in 2016 there can be talk, for entirely different reasons, but there can be talk of potential violence at a presidential nominating convention? I mean, it feels rather disturbing.
Well, sure. I mean, there's a lot of liberals, perhaps, who are in understandable denial about what Trump has been saying. What's going on is the coming of a strong man. And as Rachel Maddow has pointed out quite brilliantly, it's deliberate, it's intentional, it's no accident. Senator Rubio has said the same thing, that there's been no disruption at any of his events. Only at Donald's events. That's the sign that it's definitely intentional. So my message to the protesters today is, of course, have courage. Do not surrender to this bullying. But whatever you do from now on, don't play into the bully's game plan. That's what Nixon wanted. That's what Trump wants.
In addition to that, what do you think the lessons that we as Americans learn or have learned or should learn from what happened in 68?
Well, we've come a long way. We've got an African-American president. We've got a settlement of the Iran nuclear question in the works. We have a black attorney general. We have a potential Supreme Court fight coming like no other. And it all comes down to this election. But the I think the Obama majority, which is multiracial, multicultural, multilingual, on paper is enough to win the November election. What we have to guard against is divisions. Bernie people sometimes tell me that they're not going to vote for Hillary under any conditions. I think that's unwise. And as an activist, I intend to do everything I can to speak everywhere in the country to heal the wound without unnecessary bruising and scars, which often lead to voter disaffection and lower turnout, and that leads to defeat. I've experienced enough close elections and stolen elections to not ever want that to happen again.
Well, Tom Hayden is director of the Peace and Justice Resource Center. He was also one of the leaders of the protests in the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago. Tom, pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.